Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Friday, October 22nd. You know, so often we hear from especially younger parents who are struggling with this idea around childcare. And I was really intrigued by this topic, not just because there's this massive amount of spending in the Biden Build Back Better plan to help families with childcare, but it's just it doesn't seem like it's a problem that's actually been addressed. Over the last week or so, I did a super deep dive into the topic, and it resulted in me writing something on my website, on our website, I should say, on the Jill on Money website. I called it the gray rhino. Now, why is it a gray rhino? What is a gray rhino? Well, a gray rhino is basically some risk that is in plain sight. You know, like a gray rhino kind of fades into the background, but it's there and it's scary. It was coined by somebody named Michelle Wooker, and she did this at, in Davos in 2013. She then developed it into a best-selling book. Oh, by the way, Mark, you know that the wildest thing is that Xi Jinping actually started noting something about the gray rhino. So, like, it got this book became incredibly popular in China itself. Anyway, getting back to this gray rhino, it is a highly probable, high-impact, yet neglected threat. That's how I think about childcare. It's just something that everyone has to deal with, but we just will not actually try to solve. Well, in the segment that I did yesterday on CBS Mornings, I think it was a really good discussion. There was a woman on the set with me. Her name is Julia Dennison. She is from Parents Magazine. Mark, I should get you a copy of that. You could probably be a writer there. And we were there, and Gail and Tony and Nate, as the anchors, were terrific. I think that if you want a deeper dive into some of the issues around childcare, Mark's going to put a link to my blog post in the show notes when we are done. Okay, so here's the third in a series from CBS Mornings about America's childcare crisis.
Our series, America's Childcare Crisis, is looking at the gigantic challenges facing families and daycares in the childcare system overall. The U.S. Treasury Department says parents with at least one child under five currently need to devote about 13% of their income, that's pre-tax income, to childcare. The department considers that unaffordable for most Americans. Well, duh. This morning, we're looking at the impact of the crisis on the economy and some creative solutions for parents. And to help us with that, we're joined by Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, and Parents Magazine digital content editor, Julia Dennison. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Jill, let's begin with you here. The question of the burden of childcare on American families. We heard 13%. It's hard to put that into real numbers. Could you do it for us? What, what's, it, What's it add up to?
Absolutely. Well, we have a Care.com survey that came out. 57% of families spent more than $10,000 on these costs last year. 59% they're going to spend more this year. Just to put that in context, the median household income in the United States is about $67,500. If you take $10,000 and you do the math, this is 14, 15%, sometimes 18, 20%. It is a huge burden on American families.
And then, Julia, when parents make a calculation, do I stay home or do I go to work, they look at that cost and they think, am I really going to make enough to offset it?
Absolutely. And it is an impossible decision that many parents, especially moms, are making, because we saw that one in three moms of kids under the age of three actually left the workforce during the pandemic because of decisions like this. And it's impossible. It's, do I, if I'm taking my paycheck, is the same as what I'm putting out for daycare? Why should I go to work?
Right.
But, you know, we've covered this on parents, and there are many benefits to continuing. It depends on what you want, right? Because there are many moms who do want to stay at home, but if you want your career, there are still benefits to going back to work.
The disruptions can have a long-term effect.
Right, and on your career, absolutely.
Yeah,
it can set you back years, and it can set the economy back decades. We've seen that as well. And, you know, I think it's really important for your kids to see you working, your girls as well as boys. Yeah. Seeing working women is important these days.
That's what you want, for
sure. Now, the Biden administration is talking about using funds to help out with childcare costs. What does that actually look like?
Well, it's interesting because I think the administration is making the point that the public sector is really where the action has to begin. Private sector just can't do this. The cost of running daycare centers is enormous. It is not something you can say like, oh, let me have a robot take care of it. It's not scalable. So the way the Biden administration looks to present to solve this problem is to say, let's cap child care costs at 7%.
Gotcha.
Now, it'll be on a sliding scale. It'll depend where you live. But this is a very big program. It would be a breakthrough for the United States, which so far hasn't done a lot to help the families of America deal with their child care costs.
Julia, if this bill is not successful, if it doesn't pass, if states and the federal government do nothing, which, let's be honest, there's a possibility that's the case, what options do parents have?
Sure. So I think it is imperative for employers to show empathy to parents, working parents these days. Do whatever they can when it comes to benefits. You know, make sure there are dependent care accounts that you can apply for so you can put $5,000 of tax-free money towards that child care. That's really important. But then it's also about making a plan and then a backup plan, because you might have child care, but, you know, these daycares, these schools are shutting down when there's a COVID case. So what's your plan B? Is that your village? Is that your friends in the neighborhood that you can have a COVID bubble with, where you've all been vaccinated and you trust each other? But you have to make that plan and then you have to make it again. And it's about budgeting, too, and just knowing what you can afford and what you can't afford. But it's really, really hard. We reported on the fact that child care costs have gone up 40% in the pandemic.
Did you say 40%?
Wow. And that is a huge strain on parents.
Help us understand, guys, why it's so expensive. I'm blown away by 40% increase.
Well, first of all, a lot of daycares are closing just because they couldn't
maintain. Finding quality people also hard.
Correct. Yes. Couldn't find, you know, hard to find that quality people. A lot of we don't value childcare employees in the United States the way
we
should.
We've been talking about that, yeah.
Right. So we don't pay them enough. So they're looking for other jobs out there.
Yeah, if I could just jump in here, $12.24 an hour is what the average early childcare provider earns. Now, if you are that person, your childcare center closed down, and now what do? You don't have a job. You go to take a warehouse job where you can make $18 an hour, regular hours with benefits, and you are so far ahead. These people have families, too. And you know what? Childcare is an industry. It's very hard. You cannot leverage any sort of technology or advancements to help. This is an issue that is going to plague the United States. And we are far behind other developed nations, by the way. We spend $500 per kid under the age of five. Other developed nations, rich countries, spend $14,000 on average per child.
Yeah, listen, I'm not knocking warehouse or any other job, but I can't think of anything more important than how your children are cared for. Nothing.
Again, if you want to read more about this, Mark will put a link in the show notes. This is just a whopper of a problem. And for those of you who are struggling with it, I am very sorry for you because it becomes such an intense issue for so many. So you can read more about it. We'll keep you posted on whether or not the Biden Build Back Better plan, number one, if childcare makes it into it, because now things seem to be dropping off the negotiated plan. And if not, what you can do. If you are struggling with this issue, we'd love to hear from you. Just go on the website, jillonmoney.com, hit the contact button. A lot of you have said that you one part of a couple has chosen to kind of call it quits amid COVID and the aftermath because you just want to deal with your kids yourself. So that's an interesting choice as well. It is Friday, so we're going to do a little business. That means that I will remind you that our music is composed by Joel Goodman. Mark Talercio is our executive producer. We are distributed by Cadence 13. It's the weekend, ladies and gentlemen, so do something nice for someone else today and get excited for a lovely autumnal weekend. Grit, growth, grace. We'll talk to you tomorrow.